We're on page Reish Tzadik, Hagdama L'Tfilas Amida. Hagdama, what we call Shemini Esrei, other Jews call the Amida, call the Amida. Kvar hiskarnu kama pa'amim shahirunu chazal, shetzrich l'hasmich kol Yisrael L'Tfilas Shemini Esrei b'lishum hefzik. We already mentioned that there should be no interruption between Gal Yisrael and Shemayna Esrei, v'dgishu, and they stressed, Gaida Chashivas Inyan Zeh b'kama ma'amarim. And Chazal stressed this as something very important. K'may Sha'amru Zal, Ezel ben Oilam Abba, Zasay Mechgula Litfila. That's not so hard. Get Oilam Abba, what do you have to be Shayna Halachas B'chol Yayim? It's much easier. You just be Samechgula Litfila. Why is it so important? V'nei Kavanas Amram ben Oilam Abba, Einoi La'olam shekulei
tayiv. This is not
right, it's not even tayiv mitzvahs. That's a good point. It seems to be so important. So he says, when it says here, ben olam haba, einoi la'olam shekulei tayiv, it doesn't mean the eternal life. Sheri eina kadosh baruch hu mekapeach schar shum echad mei ha-mitzvahs. Va'isa isa nechal olam haba. If any mitzvah person gets schar in olam haba, v'lama koroch as al ben olam haba, rak, mekama mitzvah yichidiyos, mehechuk lefarish, shakavanehi, shemekayim mitzvah zu, sigel, kvar lenav, shebelam azeh, me'in olam haba. There are some individual mitzvahs, where Chazal say, he says, we're forced to explain, that in this world, you're already a ben olam haba. It doesn't mean you'll go to olam haba later. It means in this world you're already ben olam haba. In kei kana ben shayil. So here, a student would ask, ma goydel ha'inyim b'smichas gola tefillah, she'chavnu b'ayalma ben olam haba. Why such a big deal to say Gal Yisrael next to Shemayin Esrei? For that you get a name that you're ready in this world like a ben olam haba. It's question number one. Oid, another point. Sipru chazal. Rav Bruna, Shadam Gadol, who was Sameach B'mitzvahs. Gemara tells about Rav Bruna, he was a great man. Zimna Chada, it happened once, Sameach Kula L'Tfila, that he was Sameach Kula L'Tfila, V'loi Pasach Chucha Mepumei Kula Yayma. And he couldn't stop smiling the whole day. Now, let me first tell you Pashim Shad, because Sameach Kula L'Tfila every single day. Pshad, the Pashim Shad in the Gemara is Hidam V'Sikin. At the Daven V'Sikin, nowadays we have a clock, and the rabbi gives you a piece of paper, and you follow it for V'Sikin. But once upon a time, they couldn't predict V'Sikin. So they stood there waiting and watching for the sun to come over the horizon. So imagine, right, it happens once in a while that you get up to Gal Yisrael, and the clock is still a minute or two behind, and you have to stall. Now you have to say all the words in Ezra, Saviseinu, until you can stall it off. But here, you don't know exactly when it's going to be. So it's very, very hard to say, Gal Yisrael, bang, and then the sun peeks over the horizon, and you start Shemayin Esrei. And that's the Pashm Peshat in that Gemara, that he was Samech Gula L'Tfila right by V'Sikin, and he was delighted the whole day, he smiled all day. Something, because of that he smiled all day, that's pretty good Madraga. Okay, Adkan. Now he explains, or Schwab explains, he says, it doesn't mean you just say, Gal Yisrael, and the movement of the lips, sorry, Rabbi Lehachi, Ragzim Nechanda, it says it only happened once. And it's also Shreel, why is he so happy? Yerushalmi says, Shloisha Tekifai Sein. There are three things that have to be next to each other. Takef l'smicha shchita. In the Beis Hamikdash, the person who owned the carbon did smicha. He leaned on the carbon and said vidoy. And then they shechted it. Takef l'tias yadayim bracha. As soon as you wash your hands, you have to make the bracha. That's a question. If this is ma'am achroinim and benching, that's why api arizal, you don't talk between washing ma'achreinim and benching, because it could mean take of the tila bracha, could mean benching, or it could mean what? Or could mean hamaitzi, right? Pashm Shad is that it means hamaitzi. When you wash, you're supposed to go straight to hamaitzi, which is always hard on Shabbos when you have a lot of people that you're waiting for, if you have a number of people at home. And take of the gula tefila. All these have to be next to each other. Now, what's similar about these? Amar Rabbi Yosi bar Boin, kol mi shu tekev gula tefillah, ain't a sudden mekachik v'yosi yayim. If you do gula tefillah next to each other, you're going to have a good day. The sun's not going to start up. V'alei kuli alma mismichin gula tefillah. We all do it. Shechiv shal tekev gula tefillah, leg b'chol yachin v'yachin. So must be, tzarech leim isham achum, and al eza maila nimsim smicha zu. Must be something that you do special in Gaul and Gula that fill up, it's our beer. And he says, I'm going to explain that too. So I'll explain to you why it's rare and why it's so special. Next, Ubi Yerushalmi, third point. These Yerushalmi, which is quoted in Rashi and Brachis, Kol Mishe in a take of Gula that fill up, Lamahu Daima. What is the marshal of someone who doesn't say Gula next to Tfila? I mentioned this to you that gula is like knocking on the door. And the king comes and opens the door, and his friend disappeared. So the king also disappeared. You knock on the door, he's not there, you go away. Shamir is bracha gula who defika bepischa shalmelech. Gula is knocking on the door. If you don't say tefillah right afterwards, you lose your opportunity to enter the palace. How are you? Ki'ilu misrachi mi'akadosh baruch hu. Chegam ha'kadosh baruch hem yachol ha'elach misham ve'en le kesher v'shech zim ha'mispal. So he's saying three things that need an explanation. Gemara number one was the idea that the person's a ben olam haba for gula tefillah, that was the first paragraph. The idea that Rav Bruna smiled all day because he did it, that was the second paragraph. And the marshal tadaki on the door, which is the third paragraph. So he's going to give you an explanation that hopefully will explain all three. V'nirula aniyas da'iti sh'atam sh'tzich lismach gula tefillah hu. Sh'abrach hazu anu moidim u'mishapcha la'kadosh baruch hu sh'etzionu u'ga'olonu mi'mitzrayim. And this, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us, saved us from Egypt. And God willing, God will repeat it when the Mashiach comes. The idea of Geula is found in the Torah. If somebody has a field in the land of Israel, which is an Achuza, Achuza means it's in the original division of the land, when Yeshua divided the land, and he gave each person his piece of land. That piece of land is called an achuza. It's called a Yerusha, which really should always stay in the family. Achuza implies an eternal, sort of a permanent portion to the family. Whereas, if you notice in this week's parasha, I don't know if you got to the parasha yet, but this week is parasha's Chayasara. Yeah, Avram refers to it one way, and the Bnei Ches refer to it a different way. The Avram refers to it as an achuza, a plot of land in which to bury, and they refer to it as a kever. Tenu li achuzas kever imachem. Avram calls it achuzas kever. A kever in Bayin, it's a family plot forever. And they answer, the seal came out to Besichenu, Bimivcha kivareinu kvaras besecha, take a kever. You know, it's kivrei. They don't call it achuzas kever. They call it kever. And, it seems to be a difference in attitude between, what? Between Chebi and Bnei Ches and Avram. So I think later again,
Bnei Ches come from where?
What?
Who are the Bnei Ches?
Bnei Ches are Canaanim, members of the Canaan tribes. What? Yeah. At any rate, in the land of Israel, a person has an achuza. It's called geula. If someone sells it, it's a mitzvah to redeem it. As a matter of fact, the purchaser is obligated to sell it back to you. He's allowed to keep it for a year, but after that, he's obligated to sell it back to somebody for whom it's a family Yerusha.
Yovel goes back anyway.
Yeah, it's true. Yovel goes back anyway. It's true. But what? Oh, so to say it again. In Yovel, it goes back anyway. It's true. There, however, the Yovel.
So what time can I find the bag?
Well, first you get it back, you don't have to wait for Yovel. Yovel takes a, can take a couple of years. And, 50 years? What's 50 years for me and you? Also, Yovel only existed for, until the 10 Shvatim went to Galus. Well, they lasted for about 700 years. But, that's all. There were 14 Yovels. You, when you don't have Roiv Jews in the land of Israel, there's no Yovel. There's still Shemitah. That's why today there's no Yovel. The Shemitah, every 7 years we know there's a Shemitah. But, even though when you're young, you think there's a Yovel, we just didn't get there yet. But once you've been around for seven Shemitahs, you realize there's no Yovel today.
They know what Shemitah, do you know what Yovel is?
It's a very interesting question. Because the Rambam writes regarding Yovel that there's a dispute in the Gemara if the 50th year is the first year of the next cycle or if the 50th year is year 50 and the cycle begins again. Now, it's reviewed in the Chachamim. We should pass on to the Chachamim. But Taisir Roshana says there's Stam Gemara is like reviewed. The Rambam writes that there's a tradition from the Gaonim one way and the Pashat is the other way. So we really don't know. It's Baruch Hashem, there's no Yovel because we're not sure how to calculate.
Yes, sort of,
it's the 50th year. The question is, when you have year 49,
and then 50,
now for the counting for the next Shemitah,
yeah.
Do you start after 50, you go 1, 2, 3, 6, 7? Or do you say, well, Yovel is one thing, Shemitah is something else. Shemitah, Yovel will be year number one. We don't need to know today because there is no Yovel.
We're not including Yovel in there.
Well, because there is no Yovel today.
Right.
So if there would be Yovel, then we would need to...
After 50 years, it catch up again anyway.
After...
49 years, it catch up more.
No, after 350 years. Because you're off by 1 year each 50 years. So you need 7 Yovels, which is, you got to live a while for that. It's roughly 350 years. 343 years or something. But anyway, getting back here, see, he's saying the word geula is used to redeem a stei achuza. And therefore what? Let's see. Where a Jew sold as a slave to a guy, one of his brothers should redeem him. Gula is that somebody redeems it for you. That's your, somebody helps you. If he has no gayel, meaning someone to help him, someone will save him from times of difficulty. Mish Baruch was close to us. It's not just that God did a good deed and he took us out of Mitzrayim, but that God has a relationship with us. So the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu personally taking us out of Mitzrayim is to develop a relationship with Kal Yisrael. We should feel his love. And he didn't introduce himself. Why does Hashem introduce himself as the creator of the world? There's no connection to God because of creation. It's hard for a person to imagine creation. It's even hard to understand that there's such a mitzvah as creating something from nothing. There'll be hesitation. The closest relationship. To Musa, Shergashnu, Bikirvas, Alakimis, Michas, Mitsiyosai, Yisparach, Elenu, Yitzias, Mitzrayim. We say, Yisema Gula Tfila, It means the feeling of geula, the feeling that Hashem is somebody close to you. It's like somebody, God forbid, has financial problems. And his wealthy uncle hears about it and he comes and he gives him the money and helps him out. So that means he feels a certain, relief and a love to the uncle who came to help him. Yeah. You know, it's like the difference between, when you have a 5-year-old, he gets a fire truck. So he's very excited. So you have to remind him, you know, go say thank you to the aunt that gave it to you. Because to a 5-year-old, the main thing in getting a fire truck is having a fire truck. When you have somebody who's an adult and somebody helps him out, it's nice to get helped out, but the main thing of a gift is the person giving the gift, is the relationship. It's not ribbis. You can give me as many gifts as you want. It's not ribbis. Because I didn't lend you anything. So,
yet.
Okay. But that's the idea of a kirba that comes, of a relationship that comes. So Rav Schwab is saying the smichas geula tefillah is when we talk about Hashem is redeeming us, we talk about a God that cares about us. So next paragraph, hine geula in quotation marks, he akirba hagedela biyaisim sekadosh baruch hu eleinu. Is God's closeness of a mekudas mabat shalonu. The reverse, that person somehow gives to God, is when he brings a carbon. Carbonus is a closeness. Carbon, kariv, close. Tefillah is avaida, like a carbon. This goes back to the theme of this whole book, is that Shmeina Esrei is like entering the Kodesh HaKodeshim. So when you get to Shmeina Esrei, you imagine yourself like Kayagala Yom Kippur, bringing the required blood of the carbon into the Kodesh to spritz in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And we're as if bringing our souls to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore you step forward. I'm about to offer myself to God. We gotta do this. We have to remember to do this. Truth is, I remember very often the beginning of Shemayin Esrei. Problem is, the middle, once you get lost, it's just very hard to get it back. No, it's very, very difficult. Kama Yitzchak Avinu, Shemasa Tzasmei La'akeda, Umizah Tab Tzricha Liyasha Raglayim Biyacha Mishasa Tfilah. That's why we stand straight. Kilu Hein Akudais. Did you ever hear this? The reason we put our 2 feet together is like the Akeda of Yitzchak, whose feet were tied together. Amazing. That's why you keep everything together. V'chei losis yedayim biyachad. Kilo ein kishura. You put our hands together as if they're tied. Shidi okud v'kosha v'lishum tenua. Hidi l'gamri biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm tied up without movement. V'zeo ha-kavar ba-mamoram zal. Shamizbeach bonui. U'michol ha-sar ha-godl o'ayim ha-makrav lov karbin. My makrav nishmasu shal sadikim. Incredible Taisus. Taisus says that the karbanis to Hashem is God, somehow that we're makriv the karbanis, the shabbos of tzaddikim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it doesn't mean we're makriv, it doesn't mean we destroy them. It means this feeling of his karbis. We have here a whole new idea in smichas geula tefillah. So tomorrow morning, we say, Tzu Yisrael, Kuma Bezas Yisrael, Fdei Kin Humechi to Yisrael, Kadesh Yisrael, Baruch HaGal Yisrael, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're our Redeemer, you love us, and therefore, Hashem Svasai Tiftach, Ufi Yagit Ilasecha, and you remember that you have an appointment later that day, and all the other things that come to mind.